Everybody's a winner at the JCPenney Mystery Sale. Hurry in store Wednesday through Saturday for a coupon giveaway while they last. You can peel and reveal an extra 30, 40, or even 50% off. Use your coupon to enjoy even bigger savings on Easter apparel and spring fashion. So, how much will you save? JCPenney, make everybody count. Offers valid on select styles 327 to 330. Exclusions apply. Giveaway in store only. Must be 18 or older. See store or jcp.com for details.
We have the bracket behind me. We're flanked by two NC State banners. If you're watching on TV, you can see it. And it's hard to tell on TV. You might be able to make it out. But there it is in the upper right-hand portion of the bracket. NC State and Marquette will meet in the Sweet 16. And yesterday happened to be the 50th anniversary of their other meeting. Interesting, we're calling that the other meeting in the NCAA tournament, which was the national championship game won by the Wolfpack, their first national championship. And somebody who Al McGuire said, then Marquette coach, legendary coach, the late Al McGuire said, was the reason that the Wolfpack won the national championship. Monty Tau joins us on the Adam Gold Show. First of all, happy anniversary. How did you celebrate yesterday, or did you?
We've been celebrating for 50 years every day. The beat goes on, you know. So it was a great day for us then. It's a great day for us now. And I hope these guys wearing that Wolfpack uniform get a chance to experience what we've all been able to experience. It's just you put your name in the history books, and we might not be the best team ever, but we certainly have a place at the table, you know?
Whoa, yeah, you guys absolutely have a place at the table. There's no doubt about that team. Back-to-back years, the year before, being undefeated, not being able to go because of probation, and then to come back the next year and rock the world again. You guys are one of the best teams yet, no question, in the history of the college game. Monty Tau is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. It's interesting about this particular team profiles more with the 83 team because of this run that they're on. But now with the first game of, although potentially Houston waiting in the wings as well to add to more of the dramatic Hollywood storyline. But when you saw Marquette at the other side, how did the group chat go with you and some of your former teammates? Did it just send you guys down the rabbit hole?
That group chat has been fired up for a couple of weeks. they had us in Raleigh, Mr. Corrigan, the Wolfpack Club, and we celebrated our 50th year reunion. And the day that we were there, the Wolfpack beat Boston College at home. And then after we got done talking to them, they proceeded to lose four in a row to tough teams.
Right.
But then they got going in the ACC tournament. And we do have one thing in common with this 23-24 edition is that the 73-74 team and the 83 team, all of us had to win the ACC tournament just to get into the NCAA tournament. Right. Even in 74, after we'd gone, like you mentioned, 2 years with just impeccable records, we still had to win the ACC tournament to get into the NCAA in order to win the NCAA. The same thing with the 83 team. And then the same thing is going on with this team right now. So it's obviously able to be done, but they had to win that ACC tournament. And you can't say enough about that five games and five nights. And now moving ahead with the other teams, Marquette is next. And I think Marquette is really good.
Mm-hmm.
And NC State is really good. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Burns, Horn, they've got experienced, talented guys who are all playing, it looks like to me, the best basketball they've played all year. And they're getting a couple guys off the bench to help, and they've been doing what they need to do to win games, and they've been a lot of fun for Wolfpack people to watch, for sure.
There is no question about that. Monty Tau is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. I am curious, real quick, about that ACC championship game that you guys won in 74. Was Maryland better than everybody else you faced along the way, with maybe the exception UCLA? But how good was that Maryland team in your eyes? Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuta with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is a $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
Well, Maryland was good enough to win a national championship. Maryland was good enough to beat us, but because of David Thompson, right. Tommy Burleson, we were able to gain an advantage, it seemed like, late in games against Maryland. And to go into that game knowing we had to beat them one more time in order just to get into the NCAA tournament, what we've done over the two-year period, no losses in regular season, two Big Four tournament championships, but we still had to beat Maryland one more time just to get into the NCAA tournament, which is what we wanted to win a national championship. We got beat by UCLA in December. They hammered us pretty good in St. Louis, close game at halftime, but we wanted another shot at them. And we were a better team towards that part of the year than we were in December. So we knew if we could get through Maryland, get through the Eastern Regional, UCLA was out there for us to go against them again. And sure enough, we got that opportunity and we delivered.
I've covered I don't know how many Final Fours now, Monty, and every time we go to a Final Four, I talk to Bill Walton, and every time he recognizes that we are from Raleigh, he just starts on his David Thompson, and he just it's hysterical. He has so much respect for that team and all the players on it. He's just in character. But I know how much all of that means to everybody. And I hope these guys can give. I mean, they already have given everybody a lot of fun.
They have.
Did you see it coming, though?
Not really. The day that we were there, I had a chance to watch them beat Boston College pretty good. They played good defense. But I don't know that anybody saw it coming. You know, when they got into the ACC tournament, there was, you know, they had to play five games to win the thing, and that didn't look good. So they've fought a lot of adversity and probably negative thinking outside. But within, Kevin Keats, Levi Watkins, their coaches have done a great job of keeping them, you know, keyed into the next game, the next possession. And like I said, they've got talent. They've got experience. They've got shooting. They've got good inside play. Burns is a mismatch for whoever is guarding him. He is incredible, just a great passer. And if he can stay on the floor for the amount of minutes that he was out there the other day, every minute he's on the floor, NC State has an advantage, particularly on the offensive end.
I know when they beat Duke, and even with the game where they lost to Duke at PNC Arena, the game, second-to-last game of the regular season, you could tell the respect Duke had for DJ Burns. I think Kyle Filipowski called him one of one. Like that guy, if he gets the ball in the right spot, and sometimes he posts up at the 3-point line, which honestly I've never seen before. Sometimes there's nothing you can do with him.
Yeah, he's an incredible talent and playing his best basketball of his career. Yeah. And, a real vocal guy, really is an inspirational, real asset to the team in that way. One of the things about our team is David Thompson always inspired us. Tommy Burleson always inspired us. And it's the guys on the team that are going to inspire the other guys on the team, and particularly when your leader is a real inspirational piece and also a really good player like Burns is. Just, you know, it goes along and goes a long way with helping that team be triumphant.
It also helps because he's a good passer, too. So he's not afraid to give the ball to his teammates and let them do work. DJ Horn had such a great year. And we're talking with Monty Tau, a national champion from 1974, the last time State and Marquette met in the NCAA tournament. When DJ Horn goes 40 minutes without a point and State still wins, doesn't that say something about the way the other guys are playing?
Yes, it says a lot because DJ Horn's their best scorer, and he can really score points. And if he's not scoring, they've been great about getting it from other people. And, you know, it's just, like I said, all their players, it looks like to me from a distance, are playing their best basketball individually of the season, which means that they're playing their best basketball probably as a team for the season. And they've turned it up at the right time. And I think DJ is going to get his points. But even if he doesn't, they've already shown the ability to be able to win games without him having, you know, big nights.
All right, final thing for Monty Tau, who's joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Walk me through you and your former teammates and what that's going to be like walking up to game time, and then what happens? Are you guys should be on a Zoom call throughout the entire thing? It seems like you guys should be together at some, you know, in some way, shape, or form.
Well, we are together spiritually. We've been together for a long time, mentally on the same page, and we'll all be cheering like heck for the Wolfpack, and just know that the Wolfpack coaches will get those guys ready to play, and those players will be ready to play, and they're going to have to play really good to beat Marquette. But that's not really a big problem, it looks like to me right now, because they are playing good. They're playing with a lot of confidence and a lot of motivation, and you know, who knows what will happen. Marquette is a very good basketball team, but I like the Wolfpack and like for them to keep moving forward and go Pack. All the guys from the 74 team will be up on their toes cheering. We'll not back on our heels. We'll be up on our toes cheering.
But, you know, here's the thing about it, and you know this as well as anybody has having been around the game. Once you get to this point in the tournament, there's even the best teams, the very best teams, I mean, everybody's playing well. There's not that big a separation between the best teams and the, you know, if the number one and number 16, there just isn't that big a separation, because you have to be playing well to get here.
Yeah, everybody that's still playing is very good. Like you were mentioning, nobody's going to ease into the game or catch anybody by surprise. They're all going to get good shots, and it just depends on who's got the best shot that night and who's playing the best. And there's some breaks involved, you know, out of bounds, one and ones, a lot of stuff can happen. But these guys look really good today, or right now, moving forward. And just hopefully they'll have it on the right page this weekend and keep it going, because it sure has been a lot of fun to watch, and certainly proud of your school and your boys' basketball team. Plus, the girls are doing great, too.
Yeah.
So NC State people are doing pretty good right now.
Oh, it's not bad, except that both games are on at about the same time on Friday. Like, please, give us a break. We need to watch two games. Monty Tau.
Split screen. They got this thing called split screen now, Adam. Maybe you haven't heard of that. Put them on both. Put them both on.
I can't divide my attention that way. My wife says I can't multitask for anything. So how am I going to watch?
You can get that done. Put them both on there.
All right. I'm going to have to try. Monty Tau, a legend of NC State. I thank you very much. Have fun this weekend. I know you will.
Yeah, thanks for the call. You have a great day. Thanks.
You too, Monty Tau here on the Adam Gold Show. Was it getting called out by Monty Tau?
I know.
Did that just happen?
Well, I mean, not all of us have that option on our TV, too.
I will never do picture-in-picture. No chance I'll do picture-in-picture. YouTube TV, you can actually watch two games, right?
Right.
And you can flip back and forth the audio on one versus the audio on the other.
Yeah.
And here's the thing about that for me, is that I have never given a rat's rear end about the second game, right?
Right.
I have no interest in whatever that second game is, so I haven't used it yet.
Yeah.
So, and they also don't let you choose the second game.
Oh, see, no.
Here are your two games.
No.
Mm-hmm. Right? It's not going to give me State Marquette and State Stanford.
Right, the good ones that we want to watch.
And I will never use picture-in-picture. Picture-in-picture to me is painful.
See, I guess mine is technically considered ancient because it's like 5 years old, the TV. So it doesn't even have the capability to do
really?
That.
Really? No. Our television has to be 15 years old at this point.
Wow.
Seriously.
Yeah. Well, see, that nowadays that is considered ancient.
We got it a long time ago.
Yeah.
So
technology.
Still hanging on.
There you go.
Barely, I'm sure.